Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up later this hour on a game show Wednesday, we'll play Junkie Shootout, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Founding Farmers. But we were talking about the Robert Kraft video. Some scuttle that maybe we'll actually be able to see the video. He's been able, through his lawyers, to keep it private and out of the public domain. But we were kicking around kind of the protocol as to these people that go in and give a little extra money so that they're feeling a little bit better at the end of their massage. And I wondered if they actually get the massage first. Cakes kind of mocked me. But I think that's the case. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. John is in Rockville. John, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
John.
Hey, how you doing, Junks?
What's up, John?
All right. Yeah, there's definitely a buildup, man. Yeah, you walk in, they, go give you a table shower, mm-hmm. and then bring you back to the room, give you a massage, and then, you know, what you're there for. So you usually get a full hour out of it.
What do you mean a table shower?
So they have this long table that you lay on, and they got, you know how the shower head with the detachable shower heads?
Sure. Uh-huh.
They use that, wet you down, you know, soap you up. And
clean you up real good.
Like you're their baby. Yeah. Right.
How many times have you done this?
Oh, I'm probably on the Bob Kraft level, but, you know, without the money. I don't know.
Without the billions.
Bucks.
Yeah.
Without the billions, you know, but.
Have you ever gone to those places and not gone all the way and just gotten the massage?
No, so I can't really compare their massage to actual massages. I've never gone and got a legit massage. So
right, you just get a table shower, right? Well, aren't you worried that the cops are going to bust in one day and arrest everybody in there?
I'd be so worried.
I mean, you never worried about that?
My thing is, you know what? My thing is, keep my mouth shut. I don't know how they got a video camera in there, but I'm like, hey, I didn't pay her for this. She just liked me. That's my story.
She just liked such a flimsy story you have.
Hey, it's the best I got, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to lose that one in court. Yeah,
every time. What's the average money you spend for those visits?
I would say usually, you know, you're paying $60 for the massage. That goes to the house. You pay that when you walk in the door.
Okay.
And then you negotiate with the girl, but usually about $100 for everything. As soon as they see $100, they say, "Oh, you want everything?" You're like, "That's right."
So 60 plus 100 or 60 plus 20?
Yeah, 160. 160.
Yeah, that's, that adds up.
So that's why I said I don't know how Bobby Boy got $50.
Right.
That's probably why he got busted. That was a setup from the beginning.
Well, no, I just threw out that number. I didn't remember the Kraft
number.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
All right, thank you, John.
All right, man, y'all have a good one.
Yeah.
All right, let's get
Be safe, buddy.
You're a John.
let's get the perspective from a cop. Bob is a police officer in D.C. Bob, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Bob?
in my experience,
so just wanting to dump, but they would get the massage first, and then they would do what's illegal.
Exactly. And on the Bob Kraft thing, I've done a lot of real high tech secret squirrel stuff. I've never, and I've even run a wiretap. I've never gotten a sneak and peek warrant. When they get an affidavit, they have to justify clearing the building through a bomb threat or a health code violation, and they go in there and sneak around and install video cameras. That's like for a terrorism case or a RICO or an organized crime case. And the problem with this case was, problem is that most of the people that went in there got full massages, and they still filmed them, even though they didn't commit any crimes.
Right.
They didn't do what Bob Kraft did, so it was a legit massage place, and the police officers didn't minimize the videos. You're supposed to minimize a video or a phone call when there's no crime being committed. So they let the tape run, and you have all these innocent people that went in there for massages that are on tape and wrapped up in the same case as Bob Kraft. So I don't even think the tapes will ever be released.
Right. Well, that's so Bob Kraft's. Really, that's what Bob Kraft is hoping for.
And Jason's not
interested because it's an old saggy guy anyway. Thank you, Bob. But if it was Justin Thomas, he'd be all about it.
Sure.
Of course.
He's first in line to watch that vid.
I mean, if it's Victor Hovland, I'm all in.
And we're all betting that Kraft isn't holding.
Massage therapists afterwards. When
there's a massage therapist. That makes me laugh.
Well, when the regular person comes in and just gets a massage, when they leave, do you think they Joan? Do you think they're like, what's going on?
Oh,
they just 100... paid $60 for the massage.
Probably. I'm sure they have their own little jokes, inside jokes.
Or it's kind of like waiters at a restaurant when they don't get when they get hoard from a tip, they get together and tell all the other waiters, that table just hoard me. So if Cakes comes in there because he's got a bad hamstring from a run and he just gets a legitimate massage,
right,
he leaves, and then they
I'm a loser. I'm a big stupid.
Yeah.
Right, because I'm not going in and getting
they probably think it's a break.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get one less hurt thing they got a hook.
Cakes,
yeah, but it's $100 less.
Probably Joan on his five and a hook.
Cakes just texted me and asked me if I knew of any massage parlors in Virginia.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
He doesn't want to do it in Maryland. Wants to come across the bridge.
Come on, Jason. I didn't want that publicized.
Let's go to line three. Robert's in Oxon Hill. Robert, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Morning, Junks. How y'all doing?
Hello, Robert.
Are you an expert in this field?
Well, not me personally, but a bunch of my boys used to go to a spot up, like, right on top of us from where we used to perform. They called themselves getting relaxed before their performances.
What do you mean by perform? What did you do?
Well, we were all rappers and everything like that. So there used to be this one spot that we would all perform at, but right upstairs, there was a spot with a couple of bad Asian Johns that used to provide, those kind of services. So they would go up there, get their, get whatever they needed done, come back and do their set.
Would they get a massage first?
Yes, they would get the massage first, but then, like Drab explained earlier, that the lady would ask.
Yeah, like Drab explained earlier.
I'm really enjoying this.
Clarify that, please.
My bad. Yes, but the way he explained it, like once they turned them over, they would ask if they wanted that as well, and most of them said yeah, and they would get whatever needed done.
I guess that's the way it works. I watch one of those housewives shows with my wife on Bravo, and Denise Richards is part of it. I forget if that's Orange County or Beverly Hills, one of those Real Housewives shows. And on one of the shows, I mean, could you imagine this? So Denise Richards was about to get married, like she was engaged, not to Charlie Sheen. So this is post-Charlie Sheen. And she said that her future husband had never had one of those, and so she wanted him to get one out of his system, and she paid for him. I don't know if this was like a bachelor party thing, but she paid for him to go to one of those Orchid Day spas to have the complete experience.
Man, that is that's a little bit wacky.
Well, she also married Charlie Sheen. Do you think she's stable?
I believe she also had a fling with Nikki Six from Motley Crue.
It's called True Love.
She's a wild one. Okay. Could you imagine? You know, Cakes, you just had your 25th wedding anniversary, right?
I did, yeah.
Could you imagine if for your 25th wedding anniversary, your wife said,
"That's my present.
Here's a gift card."
No. Yeah. Much more likely, I get the latest iteration of an Iron Maiden T-shirt or like a Caps hoodie.
Imagine Cakes getting a $160 gift card to an Orchid Day Spa.
He'd use it.
I just don't think that would ever happen.
By the way, we all kind of know where those places are, like those CD places are. And I don't know this, but I'm guessing Pasadena feels like it probably has a few.
Well, there was one like 3 miles from my house, like in Durwood, that shut down like a year and a half ago.
Did you know any spots like that in Pasadena?
I did not. There weren't that many massage. I know there's a Massage Envy in like Severna Park, but I don't think that's actually a legit
masseuse. Right.
That's all I know.
That's not the shady masseuse.
Yeah, I've only been to Pasadena a few times. It just seems like a lot of strip plazas. But you know what? That's like a lot of cities in Maryland. Right? I would imagine a lot are in College Park and Laurel.
Yeah, I would guess that's probably like the epicenter.
Oh, yeah. Herndon. Probably a bunch in Herndon.
Sterling,
yeah. 100%.
I don't even know. How would I know? Last time I was in Sterling.
Oh, come on.
Years
you know.
Ago.
We know how you know. I mean, come on.
Right, let's go to.
That's how I know.
Let's go to Jonathan in Clinton. Jonathan, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Woodbridge.
Yeah, I kind of like used to be real involved with them. I did a lot of work for them. I did construction work, and I got involved with the Madeline. And I like was dating one of the girls, and a lot of them are from Flushing, New York. And she bussed me down to Flushing, New York. She had a condo. Paid for everything. I mean, it was like, you know, really legit. They kept their money in the bottom of the hairspray can. They would spin it off and put their money in that. So if they got busted, the cops would never find it. Yeah, it's a whole big thing.
Okay, if you say so.
It's a whole thing. It was Flushing, New York is where they bring them in. And Madeline would bring them in, and I did all their work for them. She would just line them up and say, "Hey, pick whatever you want."
Hey, Case, let's hope MGM awesome. National Harbor doesn't have all your money at the bottom of a hairspray can.
They trust me, they don't. They have a better system.
Yeah.
Something tells me that a multi-billion-dollar international company might have a better system.
I didn't quite understand what Jonathan was saying. Was he calling it a madam or a Madeline?
He was calling her a Madeline. I think maybe.
Did he mean madam?
Probably. I'm going to guess,
I feel like he meant madam, but he was calling it a Madeline.
Maybe her name was Madeline.
Let's be honest. He was a bit of a donk.
Right.
Okay, he was a bit of a donk.
Let's go to Bobby in Richmond on line 3. Bobby, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Good morning, Junks. How you doing, bro?
Hey, Bobby.
What's up, Bobby?
I mean, you know, if a young lady wants to, you know, if she wants to handle your snake, what's the big deal?
Well, it's illegal.
We're not saying it's a big deal.
First and foremost.
You know, you should run for office stance.
I mean, you know, if you want to show the python and, you know, she wants to pet it, why not let her pet it?
I mean, I don't know how much of this we can keep.
Right, we gotta watch.
I'm getting grossed out.
Yeah, that too.
Bobby, though, I am curious. How many times?
Bobby!
How many times?
Bobby, what's up, Bobby?
Have you done this?
One time in 45 years.
Just one time.
Yeah, the wife, she's trained mine, so no problem.
Got you. All right, thank you, Bobby.
Jason, he used this one time.
Yeah, yeah. Good thing you don't have a distinct voice.
I believe that, by the way.
Very raspy.
I really believe one time in 45 years.
Right. Like one time every 2 weeks.
Yeah, he meant 45 days. Every 45 days.
By the way, I don't think we've taken that many calls in weeks.
Well, I feel bad because there's a 15-year-old who's been on hold listening to all this.
Oh,
wants to
no.
talk about his baseball team.
Oh. You know what? Tell him to call back tomorrow.
Yeah, he can call in during open lines tomorrow. I'm guessing he'll be able to get through.
That's just too embarrassing.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067.
Coming up next, let's get into what Ron Rivera said about Cam Newton here on the Junkies.
Hey, it's your boy, Bish.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7:40, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Founding Farmers as we play Junkie Shootout on a game show Wednesday. I was prepping a question. I'll just let you know it was a geography question.
Okay.
And I wrote it, and I wrote the answer, and then I had to go back and check.
You had to fact check yourself?
I was correct.
Okay.
I started doubting myself with the answer. So,
what was it? What was the question?
I don't want to burn my question.
Come on. You have so many questions. Probably have 40 or 50 of them.
Yeah. I don't. What state borders North Dakota to the west?
Hold on. North Dakota to the west. Ooh, that's tough. North Dakota to the west. I'm
going to say it's – can I guess?
Yeah, yeah, you go ahead. Is
it Wyoming?
I was going to say
poker face.
I was going to say Montana.
Ah, Montana.
Definitely Ted's Montana Grill.
Damn.
And that was kind of a guess. I'm glad.
All right,
Jason,
now I'm going to delete that question, Cakes.
That's fine. Then you just throw out, well, what state borders Nebraska to the west? Just substitute another state.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'll do.
It's so easy. Come on, JP.
I have at least one what's the better movie question, too.
Those are great. I love those. Always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll play some Junkie Shootout coming up in about 15 minutes, but we wanted to actually play a little audio from the head coach of the Washington Redskins, Ron Rivera, who talked about Cam Newton recently. Here is Coach Rivera.
I think that's probably the biggest question mark, more so than anything else going forward. I would honestly, if the situation circumstances had allowed us, I would not have had any issue with that. I would have been very confident and comfortable in going after him. And bringing him to be part of what we're doing here. Again, and to me, those circumstances would have been, you know, going through an opportunity to see what we have in Dwayne. You know, because that's the one thing, is we got a young quarterback drafted in the first round for a reason. A lot of people liked him. We liked him when we had an opportunity to evaluate him a couple of years ago when he was coming out of the Ohio State. So, you know, we've been in this tough situation because there's a number of veteran guys out there that we like. But we got to find out what we have in young guys. And that's the benefit of being a new head coach, is that we can go ahead and we can be patient. We can put these guys through, you know, through workouts and get to know what we have and feel good about it or don't feel good about it. And then we've got to go out and make some changes. But until we get that opportunity to know what we have, it would have been very hard to bring a guy in who's had such a solid career, who was a league MVP at one time, and expect the young guy to get his chances to grow. So I just felt that, you know, because of our circumstances, we could play this slow, and, you know, good for him. He went to New England, which I think is going to be a great spot for him, and I think he's going to have a lot of success.
There's Coach Rivera talking about why they chose not to bring in Cam Newton. We kind of kicked this around yesterday.
And that's exactly what we thought. I mean, if Colt McCoy was number one on your depth chart coming in, and it wasn't Dwayne Haskins, the guy you drafted in the middle of the first round,
right,
then maybe you can go after Cam. But since you have a first-round quarterback, you certainly have to let him develop. That makes all the sense.
Or if you're in year three of a five-year deal, yeah, and you need that spark, you need to bring in a more, you know, established guy in a Cam Newton, then I'm sure they would have considered it. But like you said, they're in it for the long haul. They have time on their side at this point to let Haskins develop.
But when you say the long haul, it's interesting. I went to the pool on Monday, and this guy asked me about, you know, Cam Newton, and we're kind of just shooting the S. And then he says, mark my words, Kyle Allen's going to be starting for the Redskins by the end of the year. How long do you think?
Well, is that
Ron
based
Rivera
on is that based on performance or injury?
No, I think based on performance. That's just, okay, you know, one guy's opinion.
Yeah, of course. Just one fan.
If you had to guess, do you think, let's assume that he's healthy all year. Do you assume that Haskins starts all 16 games, or do you think he's going to stumble at some point and Rivera is going to move on and turn to Kyle Allen?
My guess is he's not going to move on to Kyle Allen based on performance.
My guess is if he's healthy, he starts all 16 games.
Oh, well, yeah, then
Dwayne
that's a
Haskins.
Good thing.
Yeah.
That's.
Now, again, that's two guys' opinions.
Yeah, I mean, right. Now if
I could predict the future, I'd be a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, if seven or eight games in, he's terrible. Yeah, I mean, yet Rivera's giving him chance after chance to try to establish something. At some point, he will pull the plug if he's just god awful, but I don't see that happening.
I mean, one of the key words that he used as he was talking about Cam Newton and the Redskins situation was young. Kyle Allen's young, too.
Yeah, but Kyle Allen isn't the talent that Dwayne Haskins is.
We all know
he's not the talent. I know
they chose to bring him here, maybe just because of his familiarity with Scott Turner's system.
Well, yeah, 100%.
And the offensive scheme.
Yeah.
But he's a young guy who they must like to a certain extent.
They like
could have
him
brought
as a
in
backup.
Other young guys.
Yeah, they like him as a backup. And he's probably very coachable, probably a good kid. So, and they're familiar with him. Those are the reasons they like him.
Right, in case Haskins stumbles and or gets injured.
But I don't think it's an open competition for that number one spot. It's Dwayne's job to lose. And who knows if Ron Rivera is being 100% truthful when he's saying, I mean, what's he going to say publicly? Yeah, we didn't think Cam was our guy. You know, we really didn't enjoy him in Carolina. He's not going to say that. It's going to be very positive. But I don't. I think deep down, behind closed doors, if you got him, you know, at a bar having a drink, he'd probably just tell you, you know what? Yeah, Cam was just. Sometimes he's hard to deal with. Plus, we're not 100% confident that he's healthy.
Well, at least he's past the physicals. I mean, you see these videos of him working out. He looks great. I mean, who knows how it translates to the field? But you know, he's had a long time to recover from the shoulder. I don't know. I'm going to be rooting for Cam. I'm a little conflicted because I can't root for the Patriots.
Yeah, you can't,
do
that.
Root for Bill Belichick.
You can't root for the Patriots.
I don't know how you can root for Cam.
You can't root for Cam Newton, JP.
But I've kind of been a Cam guy.
Doesn't matter. He's playing for
you
the
have?
Patriots.
For 10 years, you've been a Cam guy?
No, but I think not so much that I rooted for him as my favorite player in the league, but I know I've been a Cam defender on this show. I've always thought that Cam, you know, he's proven that he could win in the league. I understand that his completion percentage is not where other quarterbacks are in the league, but I don't know. I kind of root for the guy.
Yeah, but you can't if he's wearing the Patriots uniform.
Yeah,
you personally cannot.
So I probably will root for him to play well, but them to lose. You know what I mean?
Sure. You're a big Phil Rivers guy now, JP, because he's a quarterback in your Colts.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this. Look, my love of the Colts has diminished since Peyton has left. And I rooted for Andrew Luck, and I still root for the Colts. If I had to say what's my favorite team, it's still the Colts, but it's kind of like where you are with the Raiders, Cakes.
Yeah, I think we're kind of in the same boat.
You know what I mean? Like, you really love the Raiders when Marcus Allen was in the backfield.
Yeah, that was in the 80s.
Right. Okay?
That's when I was a stupid kid.
You continued to root for them, and I'm sure you rooted for them when Rich Gannon led them to the Super Bowl, but it's waned over the years.
It's definitely waned.
And, I mean, I don't think you care that much about Derek Carr.
I don't. I don't even care that much that they're the Vegas Raiders now.
No, you don't.
I just don't care about them that much. Just don't.
I would be kind of psyched to go eventually when things normalize on
well,
a
of course.
Vegas road trip to a Raiders game, maybe a Redskins Raiders game.
Of course that would be fun. Sign me up for that. But I do still love the – I probably love the uniforms more than I care about the team.
But you still have the Raiders lamp, right?
I do, yes.
Will you die with that?
Maybe. Maybe I'll bring it in the coffin with me. Actually, we talked about this. I'm conflicted, coffin or incinerator. I don't know. I don't know which way to lean. I just don't know. I don't know which way.
I don't think you're ever going to specify it.
Jason, I probably will.
Yeah.
Hey, pay attention to me.
Okay.
Hey, isn't your boy Trace working out with Dwayne?
He has before, yeah.
I think he's at a lot of those workouts. Can you do me a favor and get some inside info of how Dwayne's looking? Or if it's all a social media mirage that he's putting out there?
I think they worked out together up here in Virginia. I don't think that Trace went down to Florida to work out with him.
No, I think every Virginia workout that Dwayne's doing, Trace is working out with him.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're friends.
Can you do some journalism?
Okay.
Start digging for me.
All right. I usually don't like to bother Trace and stuff like that, but I know. I will. I'm actually going to see Trace this weekend because we're going to go over to their house.
Right. So when the news comes back and Jason says, yeah, Haskins is poop, right, everyone's going to wonder where that came from.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I'll keep it private. Unless it's positive. If it's negative, I'll just keep it private.
All right,
but I'll do some digging.
Appreciate
By the way, I wanted to bring this up the other day, but so, you know, we always talk about Cam Newton's completion percentage. His completion percentage for his career is like 59%. All right. And he had one really good year a couple years ago where he's at 67%. So kind of an outlier, but his career completion percentage is about 59%. Last year, just from the quarterbacks who played last year, that would have ranked 31st in the league.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That would have ranked right around where Baker Mayfield is.
Now, completion percentage, they've kind of gone up every year.
Sure.
As passing's gotten easier.
But not for Cam Newton. Game.
All right, you're clearly anti-Cam.
No, I'm not anti-Cam. I'm just I just think he might be a little overhyped. He had some really good years.
I think he's overhyped
5 years ago.
No, but he's overhyped when it comes to passing.
Correct.
When he was in his prime 5 years ago, and maybe he can recapture it, he ran for 10 touchdowns.
I know. Doesn't do that anymore.
I mean, I understand.
That's what a foot injury will do to you.
Lamar Jackson, I probably shouldn't even bring it up because I already can feel Valdez and his retort about Lamar Jackson's passing stats. But when running is a huge part of your game, you can't just take it away and just point straight to the passing stats.
Regurgitated like, Valdez, what do you have, 35 touchdowns, Lamar, passing?
Yeah. Man.
Get it 30, out there.
36.
36.
Yeah, get that right.
Sorry.
Yeah, but he was also like the fifth leading runner in the NFL, wasn't he? Where'd he finish in rushing?
I don't know. I should know off the top of my head.
Yeah, you should know that, Valdez.
I'm pretty sure it was top 10.
He finished sixth in rushing.
Yes. Okay, sixth.
Yep.
I mean, think about that. So you can't just take that away when that's a huge element. Yeah. So if Cam Newton is just a drop back passer, not interested, he's mediocre. We talked about the Pro Football Focus grades. He's anywhere from 20 to 30 in the league. You just brought up, 31st in completion percentage. But a Pro Football Focus, they look at every throw. He's in the 20s, okay? He's not elite. But what made him different was that he ran for touchdowns. He ran for first downs. And so if that is still part of his game, if he's healthy, and Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick embrace that part of him and highlight that, and he runs the ball 8 to 10 times per game, they're probably going to win a lot of games.
Valdez, as a card-carrying member of Team Lamar, you always have to have those stats at the ready.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Trust me, I haven't looked at them in about 2 days.
Six in rushing, 36 touchdowns.
In my group chat with Greg Roman, Harbaugh, and Lamar, I actually told them that we should not run this year so that we can prove all those JP doubters wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's not going to take off once from the line of scrimmage.
Okay. Right.
They said that's what they're going to do in
he's
the group chat.
He's strictly a pocket quarterback in 2020.
Yeah.
Hey, that worked out swell for RG3.
Well, look, that's the big if. If Cam Newton is going to revert back to his 2015 days where he was running for, like you said, 10 touchdowns, okay, then they'll be successful. I highly doubt it.
And the reality is all this Ron Rivera stuff talking about Cam Newton, it's all moot if Dwayne Haskins plays well. It'll be revisited if Cam, if Dwayne Haskins doesn't play well.
And Cam balls out. Yes.
Right, right. If Haskins is a dud this year and they move on to Kyle Allen and it's clearly apparent that they're going to move on, whether
it's a disaster, the draft, or
bringing a free agency, then we're going to lament, hey, maybe they should have brought in Cam Newton. I always just felt like there's not that much of a downside for bringing him in, but they didn't. He's going to be playing in New England.
So now
I'm going to be rooting for Cam to ball out.
You're so conflicted. By the way,
are you going to root for Haskins or against Haskins if you want Cam to be here, or if you think Cam should be here?
No, I want Haskins to play well, too, because you guys all know we fare much better when the local teams play better.
Absolutely. Did you guys find it funny that Ron Rivera clammed up when it came to the Redskins name change talk?
Yeah.
Can you play that audio, Valdezzi? I think you have it at the ready.
What do you say? It's for another time?
Basically.
I think that's a discussion for another time. And again, I feel that a guy that's, you know, my age, my era, you know, that was always part of football, the name of the Washington Redskins. I think it's all about the moment and the timing. But, you know, I'm just somebody that's from a different era, that when football wasn't such a big part of the political scene. You know, that's one of the tough things for me, too, is I've always wanted to try to keep that separate. You know, people have wanted me to get involved in politics, you know, while I was coaching. And I kept telling, you know, it's not for me to get up here and influence people. You know, I have my beliefs. I know what I think. You know, I support the movements. You know, I support the players. I believe in what they're doing. And again, you know, I think that there are certain elements and certain things that's all about the timing and the best time to discuss those things. I'll just say this: I've done a lot of research on a lot of things that I do. I don't go into any conversation not prepared.
That was a long no comment.
Yeah. So it's a bit different when the Redskins is on top of that check.
That was a long-winded skirt answer.
Exactly.
When the name is on top of the check, it's different. You're going to skirt around that issue a bit.
Right. Dan Snyder's still signing his checks, right?
Yeah.
Dan Snyder pretty much wants to go to his deathbed
and those are
the name Redskins attached to his team.
And those are fat checks, too, because he bought a house in Pebble Beach with one of those checks,
which is
nice.
Well, he bought a house in Great Falls and then a house in Pebble Beach.
Right. Mm.
It might be about equal value.
Right.
All right, coming up next, it is Game Show Wednesday. Give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Founding Farmers. We will play Junkies Shootout. Answer 3 random trivia questions in a row. You win the prize. If you miss, you get shot. We move in a new caller. 800-636-1067. Game Show Wednesday next here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on the Game Show Wednesday. Going to play Junkies Shootout momentarily. If you want to get in, 800-636-1067 is the number. Remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, Craig Lachlan, the Locker, will join us.
Good.
A few weeks since we talked to him. Jason and I had the Locker on our weekend show about a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago. Found out Locker's a big tennis player. Plays tennis like every day.
Look at him getting
after
it.
He also likes IPAs.
Well, who doesn't? Who doesn't like a tasty IPA on a hot summer day? Sounds delicious.
So we'll talk to Locker here in about 15 minutes, find out what's going on with the Washington Capitals. I'm assuming some of the players who were overseas have been flying back here.
They're starting to make their way back at this point. I saw a pic of Nicky Backstrom on a jet. I saw Verana heading into an airport.
That's Jason's
overseas.
Guy.
Right.
So, yeah, they're making their way back at this point.
They still haven't decided the two cities, right?
The hub cities, I believe, are still up in the air at this point. We should know those shortly.
It's weird how they haven't decided yet.
Yep.
All right, let's go to the phones. Game Show Wednesday, Junkie Shootout. They simply have to answer three random trivia questions in a row, and they'll win a prize. Let's go to Chris in Haymarket to lead off. Cakes, why don't you lead off? We'll just go, at least in the order of my Zoom, it's Cakes, me, then Jason.
All right, Chris in Haymarket. This should be a layup. The NBA bubble is being held in this city.
Orlando.
That is correct. Well done.
All right. 4-2. Finish the lyric from the Rob Bass classic, It Takes Two. I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known.
Bye, Chris.
Finish the lyric.
Damn it.
How old is Chris?
46.
Oh, you should know it.
You probably should know it.
No, I should.
Cakes, do you know it? Sorry, Chris.
Hold on. Start it again.
I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known
to rock the microphone.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Why don't you give us your gunshot sound effect?
Thanks for playing, Chris.
I'm trying to find one similar.
That's okay. Let's go to Dean in Frederick. Dean, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Good morning.
First question from the Papa.
Okay, Dean. Now, Dean, you can lean on one of the other junks or the producers if you don't know. You can use them as a lifeline. We were talking about Cam Newton. All right, Cam Newton. Where is Cam Newton from? You can just give me the state.
Cam Newton is from Georgia.
Correctamundo.
Whoa, look at that with confidence.
He is from Atlanta.
All right, two-pointer for Dean from Cakes.
All right, Dean, we're going to
play. Don't make it a layup.
We're going to play by the numbers. Give me this player's uniform number.
Ooh.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Oh, so easy.
Zim, number 11.
That is correct.
All right, for the win, this game could end very quickly.
Right. Got to make this one tough, Joe Pa.
All right.
Bring it on.
I can't hear a word you're saying, Joe Pa.
All right. Eddie Murphy played Sherman Klump in The Nutty Professor. What was the name of his alter ego? Oh, he's typing. Cakes, get that gun ready. Sorry, pal.
He's eliminated.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that is a loud gunshot.
Jason, you love The Nutty Professor. What was his alter ego?
All right, so give me the question again.
Sherman Klump.
Yeah.
Was played by Eddie Murphy. What was his alter ego?
You don't remember this.
Cakes?
Definitely Buddy Love.
Buddy Love. I can't pull that.
That's right. Yeah,
I had to make it a little harder.
Yeah, that's good.
800-636-1067 is the number. Drab, keep putting up the names. Let's go to Mike in Bristow. He finds a way to get through all the time.
He does, yes.
What's up, Mike?
You got a silly golf course out there, Mike.
Yes, I do.
What's up, Mikey?
It's for you, Jason.
Yep. Oh, Mike the Banker, sorry. Mike the Banker, we were talking about Ron Rivera. What Pac-12 school did Ron Rivera attend?
Oh, USC.
Oh, I'm so very sorry, Mike the Banker.
Ooh, where did Ron Rivera go to school? Hold on. Are we going to save that? Or are we going to grasp?
Oh, you can grasp.
Is he a Stanford guy?
Very close.
Cal?
Yep, he's a Burke guy.
All right, let's go to Olney. Rich, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Morning, Junks.
2K.
Hello, Rich in Olney. Just such a great town. He stars in a movie on Netflix that I gave a 0.5 cake batter review to on yesterday's show. Name the actor.
Will Ferrell.
That's correct.
And well done. By the way, Cakes,
never watch that ever in your lifetime.
Cakes, I'm going to do a cut and paste job and put in the Google Hangout just for you.
Yes.
Look at my second question.
Okay.
What's the name of the awful Will Ferrell Netflix movie that Cakes gave a 0.5 rating too.
Great minds think alike. That's
Eurovision.
All. Great all game right. show minds.
Two-pointer for you. I mean, these are just so easy. All right, what is the day that will live in infamy?
Pearl Harbor.
Yes. That's Do you know right. the actual date?
Hold on.
December 7th?
Yes, December 7th.
What year, Rick?
Now you're being a ball buster, Cakes.
I think it's 1941.
That is correct.
I think it's 41, yeah.
All right, for the win from Jason Bishop.
Just a history major, that's all.
Ooh, oh. This is for the win?
This is for the dub. Yes. Yes,
all right. Rick. Valdez will probably like this question. Who is the manager of the Baltimore Orioles?
Impossible.
That's a fair question.
You're so close, Rich.
Get on the Google.
Get on the Google.
That's a fair question.
I'm cooked. Buck Showalter. I don't know.
Buck Showalter.
Very good. I wish.
And Valdez, it is?
Brandon Hyde.
Correct.
I mean, you could sit me in a room with a vault full of money and say, just name the Orioles manager and get this vault filled with money.
He had to earn it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's go to David in Poolsville. David, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
And good show, guys.
Thank you,
By
David.
The way, when we shoot somebody, it means the line opens up, 800-636-1067 as we play Junkie Shootout. All right, one-pointer from Cakes.
David in Poolsville, the home of our friend Mikey Botts. I need you to spell the word. Now, this is the Junk Spelling Bee, AWOD edition. Relatively easy words, but they could trip you up. Spell the word squirrel.
Get on the Google.
S-Q-U-R.
Oh, you missed one.
Sorry, my friend.
Not even close.
I mean, I think AWOD could have done a better job than that.
S-Q-U. He didn't even throw in a vowel, did he? Or he threw in the U, but he just skipped the I.
Man, that was really bad.
Squirrel.
Wow. Squirrel. Brutal.
All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
What's up, Junks?
All right, very easy. Who has the bigger biceps, Matt Valdez or Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan, let's go.
I don't know. There's no wrong answer, yeah, so I'm looking at you.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer. You could have said Valdez. All right, two-pointer from Jason.
All right, what's the contestant's name again? I'm sorry.
I believe this is Joe in Manassas.
Joe.
Yes, sir, Joe.
Joe, what's the better band, Red Hot Chili Peppers or The Offspring?
Oh, this is easy.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, man.
Of course they are.
Not in my book.
Let's go.
Of course
Cakes
they are.
Cakes are disputed. All right.
It's not even close.
For the win, Cakes. And remember, we do have the locker coming up shortly. For the win.
All right. This is for the win. Where does this show air? Ozark.
Oh. Ozark. That's
what network?
What network?
Or what service?
On...
Oh, my God.
Showtime.
I mean, that couldn't have been easier. Everybody knows Ozark is on Netflix.
And it's coming back
for
season 4.
That's in the EP. Now you're taking a bite of the EP story, JP.
Probably won't happen until 2022.
I mean, I thought I was just hooking him with that.
Yeah, I thought that. That's going to be easier.
We didn't give it away.
Ozark's on Showtime? What a donk. All right, so that means we just, look, we pivot, Jason.
All right.
We pivot to the very popular Caller 10 game. So Caller 10 right now at 800-636-1067, after we clear out the lines, we'll hook you with that $25 gift card to Founding Farmers. We love Founding Farmers, all Founding Farmers. Farmers, Fishers, Bakers, and Farmers and Distillers are officially open. Reservations required for patio and indoor dining, serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch, courtesy of Founding Farmers. So that's it for Junkie Shootout. Coming up next, we'll talk to our pal Craig Lachlan, the Locker, hockey analyst for NBC Sports Washington, here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.